Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center with the man himself, the man who runs this thing, with a rather interesting conversation about how energy runs in this county here. Ruben Franco, welcome. What would you bring?
Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it. Yeah, we brought one of our great members that we have with the Chamber, Orange County Power Authority. And we're welcome to have Saul Veramantes, who is responsible for research, administrative, operational, financial, and analytical duties. It looks like they have you doing everything over there. Hopefully you're getting paid well.
It's a great place to work, and thank you very much for having me today. I appreciate it.
Sounds good. We appreciate you being here, and being a member of the Chamber is important to us. And we'd like to start a podcast just personally, just to find out who you are, a little bit about you personally, what you do and where you grew up. And
yeah, definitely. As you said, my name is Saul Veramantes. I was born in Anaheim, raised in Anaheim my whole life. I'm now a resident of Fullerton. Again, went to college in Cal State Fullerton, Cal State Long Beach. I've worked for the two biggest employers, which was Disneyland and when I was younger, and the County of Orange for 9 years. And most recently, I made the switch over to OCPA about 6 months ago.
Wow. So you've been with some of the big employers. That's right.
Definitely.
Yeah, we just had our gala at Disneyland Grand Ballroom. We had 700 people. And even Paul showed up in a tuxedo, which... I've never seen him dressed up before, but Paul, thanks for wearing a tuxedo.
It was an honor. I got to tell you, it was like the Academy Awards. It felt like the Academy Awards. It had that kind of production value to it here.
We appreciate you showing up and all of our 700 guests. Thank you for being there. Tell us a little bit about what Orange County Power Authority is, because I'm not sure everybody knows what it is and what it does.
Yeah, definitely. The Orange County Power Authority is a community choice aggregator. So this concept is not new to California. It's made possible by legislation that was passed in 2002. There are currently 24 community choice aggregators in California serving 14 million residents. And we actually work in conjunction with the for-profit utilities. So what for-profit utilities currently manage, if you're one of our customers, they handle the transmission and delivery, which means making sure all the wires are safe, mm-hmm. that the energy can make it from the power plants over to your home. And what OCPA helps to support is generation, and with a primary focus on renewable energy. So if you think about for-profit utilities taking the actual mechanics of moving the energy, and what Orange County Power Authority does, we help produce and fund new energy, renewable energy products to help contribute positively to our environment.
Okay, so that's the difference between just going to a regular provider versus an aggregator, or can you explain the difference in both?
Yeah, I think the business models are very different. When you look at a for-profit utility, I'm not going to speak for-profit utilities, but they probably have profit goals, whether they be quarterly, yearly, or whatever they may be. The Orange County Power Authority, we're not-for-profit, which means that the profit we do make in our revenue, we put it back into the community. We reinvest it, whether that be through more competitive rates, whether it be saving some of that money and making sure we're investing in really large energy projects that will continue to serve our customers for 15, 10, 20 years to come.
And how many customers do you currently have or service?
Right now we have just about 233,000 customers.
Okay. And that includes like what area or territory?
Yeah, there's four cities that are currently OCPA member agencies, which include Buena Park, the city of Fullerton, Huntington Beach, and Irvine.
Okay, that's great. And then what's currently happening now. When did it basically start?
Yeah, the Orange County Power Authority started in 2021, and they started serving their first customers in 2022. And that was the first residential customers came on board October 2022. And I remember that clearly because I was one of those.
You were one of those customers. Okay. Yeah. And what are the short-term, long-term goals as far as adding more cities or more territory?
Yeah, definitely. You mentioned a short-term goal. One big one that we talk about a lot in the organization is getting our credit A rating. Mm. So because we're a new business, we're looked at with a different profile than a longer business. So what we need to do is demonstrate a few years of strong financial management, which I'm very happy to report that OCA is very financially strong. So it's just a matter of going along the same route we are right now, continuing to prioritize our customers and our reserves, and then getting that credit A rating. Once we get a credit A rating from the lending institutions, we'll be able to procure energy with better terms, which will lead to more savings for our customers. Midterm, we're about to kick off our community power plan. That's where we partner with some advisors, go into the communities, and work with them to get a better understanding of what their needs are. So instead of prescribing to each community what energy programs they may benefit from, or maybe what we think they may need, it's about going in there and having a conversation with everybody from local leaders, nonprofits, school districts. Everybody has a say in community energy. And after that community needs assessment, we transition into prioritizing some of those programs with that funding I mentioned, right? We're not for profit, but we still have revenue. Mm-hmm. And then we reinvest that through programs into the agencies we serve.
And that's finding out what the needs are, both on the consumer and the business side as well. Business owners obviously have different needs.
That is 100% true. Yeah. So finding out what everybody is looking for, including our business customers.
Yeah. And we're business chambers, so we're obviously very focused on just things that impact our businesses or help our businesses, right? Can we help them save money? Can we help them just do things more efficiently and stuff? So tell us a little bit about how does community energy work and how is it different from investor-owned utility that has provided our electricity for many years?
Yeah, the way community energy works is a group of local leaders, usually a city council, gets together and they decide that they want to give their residents more choice in how they purchase their energy. So they would essentially direct their top-level administrative staff to start conversations with the Orange County Power Authority and move toward a feasibility study that kind of determines to make sure that it's going to be a good fit for the city that's joining us, but also for us, because we also have the interests of our current customers to look out for. There's an implementation plan with a regulatory agency, and there's probably a few more items that get handled with our board of directors. And that's how a new agency is brought into our membership base. And what community energy does, it really pulls everybody's buying power. An example of that is if you go buy with just one water bottle, right?
Yeah.
It's going to cost you a lot more than going to buy the 40-pack at Costco. Yeah. So it's that same process where we pull everybody who needs energy, in this case, city by city. And then we take the needs of those cities. We forecast how much clean energy we're going to need for the following 10, 15, 20 years. And there's a group that is really sophisticated and helps us with this. And we make sure that we're making the right investments to help our community thrive, create cleaner air, and make sure everybody has choice. And I mentioned choice a lot because that's what community energy is all about. We have three rate plans for energy products. We have 100% renewable energy. And the neat thing about that is that any business that's looking to, whether they're looking to increase their environmental social governance scores, whether they're looking just to have a bigger impact in the community, if they're in one of our member agencies, all they need to do is either opt up or continue in the 100% renewable energy plan. And essentially what that means is all the energy being used to power their business is not creating any carbon emissions. And then for new businesses, maybe a business is just starting out and they don't have the luxury of investing in a slightly more premium product, we have what's called our basic choice plan, and that's 3% cheaper than SoCal Edison's equivalent rate. So we can offer savings, and we can offer a smaller footprint, or we can offer something in the middle.
Oh, so three different type things. That's great. Who does we already talked about who you serve, but why should the business community care about community energy, and how are you specifically maybe help some businesses? I don't know if you have any examples.
Yeah, definitely. So I mentioned that business. So we work with businesses in a lot of ways. One thing we're working on right now is We're creating a summer readiness program, and we're looking at a lot of our highest energy users in our member territories, and we want to work with them to incentivize them to curb their energy use. So something to know about energy, right, is it's not, there's different demands for energy throughout the day, right? That depends whether you're commuting, more people are on the road, less people are running the air conditioning. If it's the evening, everybody's home, they're cooking, they're watching TV. So what we want to do is work with those businesses with the very, very high energy bills, help them find ways to modify their energy use, and then incentivize them by energy discounts or credits on their bill to make sure that the energy they're saving is helping stabilize the grid, creating a greener grid. And that's one example. Another example, any business that has available or accessible space and has been interested in renewable energy, in having some sort of renewable energy, either solar or something at their location, storage, we want to work with them so that we can purchase that energy directly for them. That energy has to travel less, and that energy also adds to the clean energy mix, which is in line with our goals.
Oh, that's great. What can businesses do to help bring community energy to cities that you guys don't currently serve?
Yeah, so again, businesses might have different motivations, whether it be they want to minimize their carbon footprint or save some money, right? Both of those
sound great.
Yeah, yeah. The easiest thing they can do is just reach out to their local leaders and say that they've heard about the Orange County Power Authority, that they want the power of choice, right? They want to choose whether they put on more renewable energy or whether their preference is to save money. You mentioned one thing that we do different than the utilities. The utilities have been operating by themselves for a very long time. So even if they had blind spots, maybe they had less of a motivation to address them. But now that we're in the mix, we're giving customers options, and they're welcome to change between our three plans, which I described a second ago, or they could go back to the utility for their bundled service.
Okay, that sounds good. There's a perception out there, I think, I'm not sure if it's true or not, but there's a perception that renewable energy costs more. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we'll start with the consumers. Renewable energy for the consumer, I mentioned that we have basic choice that costs 3% less than SoCal Edison's equivalent generation rate, but we also deliver 11% more renewable energy. Mm-hmm. Being a customer with Orange County Power Authority on the basic choice plan, you can have more renewable energy at a cheaper cost than SoCal Edison. From a more investment in infrastructure approach, renewable energy does cost more to start. If you want to go put out a project with 1,000 solar panels, there's cost, construction, permits, development.
Right.
So when you're looking at shorter term profits, it's easier to burn gas, right? It's easier to burn fossil fuels, and that creates pollution, et cetera. But what we are, since we have a very clear mission and vision for what we want for the Orange County community, we can invest in a 10, 20, 15, 20 year project.
Okay. Wow. Can businesses get a similar renewable energy or a green energy rate through Southern California Edison?
So Southern California Edison does have something called a green rate plan. My understanding is that it's limited right now to 3,000 customers out of their total of 5 million. So there is a waiting list. I don't know that anybody could make the change today or anytime soon. But if you are in one of our Orange County Power Authority member agencies, you can make the change immediately.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Do you have any programs that are specifically designed for businesses?
Yeah, so I mentioned the Summer Readiness Program as one of them. We do offer incentives in our OCPA marketplace for energy efficiency products, anything like that. There is a program we partner with called OHM Connect, and they help monitor energy use and make recommendations on how things could be modified to reduce energy costs. We also have an external affairs team, and they are constantly out in the community engaging businesses, and they will be happy to meet with businesses to give them tips on saving energy, how to curb their use to reduce their bill. And then this is also a great opportunity to talk about the Green Pioneer Program. And that is where we essentially highlight the businesses that are running on clean energy, which creates a great partnership because we get to highlight the good work that the business is already doing and their contribution.
Is it a quasi-government agency, or what? Tell us a little bit about the structure of what you guys are.
Definitely. So we are a joint powers authority. So are the city that are members to us essentially got together and delegated their energy purchasing rights to us and gave us a very clear mission and goals on what our joint powers authority agency would be. And I mentioned how we prioritize competitive prices and energy, reinvesting any revenue collected back into the community through customer programs, just cheaper rates, and making sure we're helping develop a clean energy workforce here in Orange County so that Orange County can continue thriving.
We talked about where you guys serve and all that, and you look at the landscape. How many customers overall are in all of Orange County? And we talked about a little bit of the future of what this landscape looks like, what an aggregator does, and what could be the benefit overall to the entire county, not just the four cities you're serving now, but what does that look like?
Definitely. I think based on some census data, there's an estimated 1 million households in Orange County. Okay. The goal for Orange County Power Authority is to service them all, right? So the bigger our customer base, the bigger our impact to the environment. And we want to keep creating products that people want, that businesses want, that help everybody reach their own financial goals. And we want to be a part of that clean, renewable energy transition. Make sure that every community has an opportunity to transition with us.
So the benefit to the county and to businesses and consumers would be just lower energy costs, cleaner energy, right, overall, and just a more sustainable for all of us. And that's basically what we're looking at.
Definitely. And it's great being part of an organization with a very clear focus, because we know what we're looking for. Customers know what they can count on us for and where their money's going as far as paying their own energy, but also helping support this change.
Okay. And then how do people find out more about who you are and what you do, just so they're more clear? Obviously, we're going to spend 30 minutes here, but that's not enough time for people to get really deep down about what you guys are doing. But how can they get more involved and find out what's going on?
Excellent question. So we just started a Flip the Switch campaign, which, as you can imagine, communicating all of this is not a quick 10-second commercial or anything. So we started to Flip the Switch campaign, which we're hoping drives more people to our website, ocpower.org, and also to our newsletter, which we release every other month. And that is just going to be regular information about where we're up to, what events we're doing, any new customer programs, whether they're targeted for business, residents, or even on the educational side. I mentioned that the workforce is really important to us, and we want to see more renewable energy programs in all levels of school.
How many employees do you guys have?
We currently have 15 employees, and we're looking to expand to about 26 in the next year to 18 months.
Okay, that's exciting. Yeah. Benefits versus community energy versus investor-owned utilities.
Yeah.
Anything you can share with us on that?
Yeah, I could just... an investor-owned utility, right? Someone's making money there. So that is a person who everybody who that organization is working on pleasing, whether it be for profit or whatnot. And being part of a community energy means everybody has an equal voice. And you do that through electing your council members, hopefully joining OCPA. And for those communities who are already part of OCPA, their local leaders sit on our board of directors. So they're ensuring their interest on a regular basis. We have a monthly board meeting. We also have something called the Community Advisory Committee, where members of the public, a couple local nonprofit leaders, and individuals who have a lot of energy experience, industry experience, sit on that committee and help guide and direct staff.
Okay. So utilities will still exist, right? Mm-hmm. Just because you're changing the competitive landscape, it sounds like. They're always going to exist to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Because they have the transmission lines.
Definitely. Right? So I don't think anybody wants to see any more transmission lines, right?
Yeah.
Visibly, they're not the prettiest, but also they're expensive to upkeep for a lot of reasons. So since that infrastructure already exists, we're creating competition in the space where we can create competition in an efficient way that benefits customers.
Sure. Is there anything additionally we should know about what you guys are doing, or how can we help you get the word out?
Yeah, thank you for having me today.
Sure.
That's a big one. Another thing is going to be just directing people to our newsletter, OC Power website. Mm-hmm. Whenever you run into any businesses, whether they are expanding and looking at their environmental contributions, we'd be happy to talk with them, partner with them, help promote their business. As far as new programs, we're going to have our community power plan. I mentioned how that begins with the community needs assessment, and living in a world where there's just so much advertising, there's a lot of shows and everything competing for your attention. We want to make sure that everybody knows that the community needs assessment is happening, where they can go participate, who's going to be a part of that. And we'd love for you to help us promote that when that time does come.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about this is more of a curiosity thing about the field you're in, right? Yeah. Are there job opportunities for the field that you're in? You went to Cal State Fullerton, you studied there, but you're doing stuff, you're doing research, you're doing administrative work, you're doing operational work, financial, analytical. You sound like you're very well-rounded. So if somebody was looking to get into your field, what should they be studying? We deal with a lot of students. So what should they be studying? High school, college, grad school, what should they be studying to get into this field?
So I want to use this opportunity really quick to tell everyone that we do have an internship opportunity open on our website, ocpower.org. And you could go to the careers section and you will see that open. As far as my background, I have a background in government operations. So I studied political science and public administration. That was my master's. So I help with that. I mentioned joint powers agreement, board of directors, making sure, since we're entrusted with public funds, that we're spending those consistent with every state, local law, but not only that, consistent with our mission and our vision. As far as anybody interested in working for OCPA or someone similar to us, they should reach out to us on our website, contact us. I'd be happy to keep a lookout for them and help them find a job. But when it comes to being part of this transition to cleaner energy, there's any number of jobs. You could be part of environmental science, electrical engineering. Lots of people go to school specifically to work in like the energy sector of utilities. And our external affairs team does regular presentations to students, so if they're interested in having a quick sit down with someone, we'd be happy to connect with them.
It's just more top of mind, right? More young people are curious about what it is, what opportunities might be. If you're passionate about something, that might be a field you want to go into.
Definitely. So we have a power team. They're essentially the ones making sure that we've scheduled enough energy to power all of our homes on a regular basis. So that's something someone can consider. We also have a finance team, which again is consistent with a lot of other organizations. However, financing gets really detailed in the energy business because there's so many types of plans depending what type of customer, and also whether you own an EV or not. There's plans for that motivate or incentivize decrease energy use at different times of the day. And that data analytics is just, it's very detailed and complex, but for someone who understands and just wants to be part of that business, there's a lot of energy that comes along with that. I mentioned that I left the County of Orange to come work for the Orange County Power Authority, and that's because I want to be part of that legacy that changes, that brings this huge transition to the Orange County Power Authority. And it's easy to stay motivated when you know your work is making that much of an impact on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
In our first year of operations, 2022, in our first complete year, we removed enough carbon emissions, which was the equivalent to taking 72,000 cars off the road. And that's a great start.
That's a lot of cars. Yeah,
definitely.
Wow. All right. So who started this aggregator model? When did it first exist? California, maybe nationwide? I'm just curious about that.
That's a really good question. And maybe I'll have to get back to you with some of those answers, but I know it's not new. It's been in California for over 21 years. And I think it started on the East Coast.
Okay.
And again, this was to help bring competitive prices, to help the transition to renewable energy, because we need someone thinking long-term, right?
Yeah, you said equivalent of getting off 72,000 cars. Isn't that where most pollution comes from, is mobile pollution? Or correct me if I'm wrong.
No, that's an excellent question. So most pollution actually comes from powering cars, powering your home. Energy in general, but home being one of the big ones, right? Your refrigerator, your washer, dryer, all those. So the easiest, in a world where you're always hearing, oh, this is now doing this or that's causing that, right? It's one easy thing you could do for energy and the climate is switch to OCPA.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's great to know.
Yeah, thank you.
Is there anything else you want to add to the discussion that we've been talking about, just the things that you want to focus on?
Yeah. For anybody who's interested in coming out to meet us or maybe have a conversation with us, we're going to be in Irvine this Saturday for Earth Day. April 13th. I'm sure you can find details on the City of Irvine's website and their social media handles.
So where in Irvine is the event?
That's a good question. My community engagement manager is handling that.
But it's on the website.
But that's an excellent reason to sign up for our newsletter. because in our newsletter, we promote the dates, the times, and what the purpose of each event is. And then we're also partnering with the city of Fullerton and Buena Park for the Love Fullerton and Love Buena Park events. And those are essentially days of service where we're going to be available to help talk to anybody who's interested in learning about OCPA in the beginning of the event and then join the community for some projects.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah. We've had guests like yourselves on our podcast. We just did our 100th last week. You're 100. You're our 101st. You're our first start to the next 100.
Yeah.
But we appreciate you being on the podcast today and being a member of the chamber. Yeah. And we look forward to continue to work with you and partner with you. Yeah. And Saul Veramontes from Orange County Power Authority, because our community is your community. So thank you for being our guest today, and thank you for being on our podcast.
Yeah, thank you for the great work you're doing, and it was a pleasure being here, and I'm happy to come back whenever you'd like.
We appreciate it. Thank you.
There you have it. One more reason to tune in each and every time to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County, powered by the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in Orange County, and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio, streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beale Applied Innovation Center.